and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is October the 17th, 2018. Big up to that very special person. Know who you are. Absolutely love you. Big up to you on your born day. So we're going to get started on today's show. It is a Wednesday. And just want to thank you all for being here today and just looking forward to having today's show. I truly, truly do appreciate you all. And so we're going to jump into today's show. But before we do that, you know, we have to talk about how we need to maintain this overall network, because it's just that important. And the only way that that can be done is if you give some donations, if you will give a donation to ensure that this network is on air. Okay? So you could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And hit the donation prompt that's there on the website so that you can ensure that this network is going to continue to bring you the information and the topics and the programming that you have deemed as being necessary and important. And it is very easy. All you have to do, all donations are greatly appreciated regardless of the size. We must take care of this network, because if we don't, then it will not be here. So please give your some of your financial energy to this network. Ensure that it is here, especially for the things that are going to be going forward. Definitely necessary for that to be done. Also, you can support the network by being a part of the social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. You don't have to worry about someone actually using your overall profile to actually profile you and to use your overall information to have a form of identity theft against you. And that is what happens on the other platforms. Don't want that to happen. You could come on over to BTR Community, a private social media platform where you can only have to pay $24 a year to be a part of that, and you can engage in all of the social media activities that you deemed that is essential. Within reason, you can promote things about yourself, your business, or topics that you think need to be given more actual attention. Very, very important. So please, come on over to BTR Community and be a part of it. Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, definitely you want to go to Prosperity Mint. It's a full-service precious metals dealership where you can acquire precious metals, real money, by exchanging your cash, which is not money, your currency, for money, because the economy is going to be moving towards a money-based economy, not a debt-based economy. And if you don't have any money, it's going to be extremely, extremely difficult for you to really have any form of, even from the systems, letter of the law freedom. You won't. You won't. It won't happen. So please prepare yourself and to acquire what is real money, which has intrinsic value. Okay. And you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Once you're there, check out what's in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com and say, hey, I'm a listener of Chando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network. And I was told to give you all a call. And to email, and someone will get back to you, and it's for your benefit. It's not going to be used for any type of marketing or survey or anything such as that, just so that someone can get in contact with you and explain the correct purchasing process so that you will know it's to your benefit, and that's the only thing it will be used for. So make sure you leave a contact number in a way that someone can get in contact with you. Okay? All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to get into today's show and what's in the news. Today's show is the 17th, and it's Instability is the Gain Point. That's the name of today's show. Instability is the Gain Point. And because that, I think, is pretty significant in today's world, so we're going to jump into what's in the news real quickly. Before we do that, let me see what's something else. Forgot to give you all the number. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll see you there, and we'll definitely bring you up for the overall conversation. I'm going to do what's in the news, then we're going to there's a two-minute video I want you to hear, and I'm going to put it for Scotty. It's 2 minutes. It's really, really quickly, but very, very significant. It has everything to do with a lot of what we're going to be talking about today. The instability is the setup, because that's what the system is really perpetuating and needs. And we want you to be extremely stable. So let me just get through what's in the news, and then we'll get into it. All right. So first article I got from Waking Time, and it says, you want to make America great again? Start by making America free. And this was from Waking Times, and my subtitle was, So It's Never Been Great, because it may have had the letter of the law of freedom, but it never had any real liberty. It's never had absolute and primary, uninalienable consideration and an inalienable constitution. So without that, America, and when they say America, I'm going to rephrase it, because I don't like to say the word America, because then it's thought of as just the United States. America is a continent, and the thing about it is that it's the United States. If you want the United States to be free, to be great again, then it needs to have a constitution that's inalienable. And it never has had that, and until that is done, it never will be great from a benevolent point of view. Yes, there's been a great freedom fighting and a freedom invoking nation, and it's made it great for a selective few, because that was all under the letter of the law, had nothing to do with the spirit, nothing at all. So was the article that was there. Just wanted to make that point. Maybe we'll check it out at some point, sometime, but just wanted to say that. Next article, and I want to just say this before I go any further. I want to say this about celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. In this instance, I do appreciate a message that's being sent by celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. And I think that it's significant enough that I greatly appreciate it. And here's what I mean by that. There is a fox, Lying Like a Fox. This one comes from lionlikeafoxbusiness.com. Says, and I say that for all of the mainstreams, so don't get upset. You're all equally a propaganda movers that are no good. So, but here's what was there on Fox Business. Trump, Federal Reserve is my biggest threat. And I would rephrase that, that the Federal Reserve is one of the biggest threats to you. And that statement is very, very, very true in the contents of what's really happening. May not be all in the contents at what celebrity figurehead Trump is saying, but that's a very, very true statement. Is one of the biggest threats. It's one of the ways in which subjugation is being able to be maintained. So I had to give acknowledgement to that. Nice one. Next article, Rise posted a YouTube video, and it was about how South Africa is returning land to its rightful owners. So check out that YouTube video. Next, Rise posted a YouTube video from, I mean, excuse me, a article from Ask Prectors, What to Do with Your Frozen Food. Check out that one. He also posted from Ask a Presca, How to Understand the Signals. And I'm just, my overall, let me see if I could, if I reboot this, hopefully it won't mess it up. It was just a lot of stuff that was posted inside of What's in the News today, so I'm going to try to get through some of it. Won't be able to get through it all because it's a lot of good stuff there, so won't be able to get it all, but we'll get as much as we can in. And so let me see. Hopefully this reboots to where it gives me some form that I can see and read for you all. So doggone it. All right, so let me see. Let me fix this really quickly. And while that's happening, there was a, I guess YouTube went down for a lot of people in around the world and everything else. And I'm going to tell you, it's, everything is definitely being in the place. And that, in my overall opinion, that was a part of what's going on now and is going to be used. And I'll say this, is that the propaganda machines and vehicles are going to go silent during some major, major events because they're not going to want you to know what's going on so that you will be caught completely off guard. So that is something that you see. The overall mainstream media was put together for the main reason of their creation, and that's to maintain the overall directive of those that have actually made it. They, and you know what? You think about it, they're entitled to it. So it is their creation. They're going to use it how they want to. So we got my everything back up. So Rise posted, ask a prepper what to do with your frozen food if the power goes out. Good one. Next one, ask a prepper how to understand the signals from animals just before a natural disaster strikes. Very, very important. You know what? That overall ability we have lost as a living species to a great degree. A lot of that has been diminished because whatever you don't use and appreciate, you lose. Because I firmly believe that the great creator is not wasteful. So, great article there. Next article, I got this from RT International. Venezuela drops the U.S. dollar. We'll use the euro for international transactions. Yeah, we're going to have to do it next week. We're going to have to do, I'm going to try to get with Keith, Pastor Keith, and do a 96-hour margin call. And that those things are really, really involved. You know, there's a lot to them. But I want to put a really good one because it gives you an idea of how things, and remember, it's all fictional, but it has a non-fictional connotation to it, the and awareness that you need to have. So check out that. Next article, Roz had from Ask a Prepper, how to build a clay pot smoker. Clay pots are very, very important. Not only can you use a clay pot as a smoker, you could do it also as a heater. Definitely need to have that, but make sure you know what you're doing when it comes to that. Next article from Ask the Prepper is Rise posted 7 cheap foods to stockpile that people usually throw away. And then next article I got from RT International, U.S. sanction policy against Russia undermines dollar reserve currency position, Goldman Sachs says, all coming ahead. Next one from Rise, he says, I don't eat pork, but in a dire emergency, anything could happen. Stay prepared. And how to smoke bacon the old-fashioned way, ask a prepper. And yeah, that's the tough one, because I don't either, man. And one of the things about that in a dire situation, you know, you should only really, and the bad thing about that, that you're going to need the overall nutrients, yeah, but believe me, you're going to get sick, especially if you've not been eating it for a while. You possibly could get sick. There's no guarantee that you will, but the likelihood, so take everything into consideration. Next article, Rise posted from Ancient Origins, Frankincense, how to use ancient wonders cures for healing. Yes, I use frankincense. Told Rise, great article posting there. Next article, major one. We're definitely going to touch on this one. Poland raises gold holdings to record high in September. This one comes from Reuters, from the IMF data. Here's another one that's even more significant. This one is from the Central Bank of Hungary. Press release on Monetary Council meeting of October the 16th. And it shows something significant, that Hungary has changed their overall physical gold holdings by 1,000%, tenfold. Why are they doing it? Because they know what's happening and what's going to be going. They're increasing their overall money supply by getting rid of their currency supply. And that's going to be, because they know that their currency isn't going to be worth anything. And that's going to be a part of the 96-hour margin call as well. Next article I got from RT International. U.S. shouldn't interfere in European energy policy, the German diplomat says. Huge. Another one. Here's a huge one. RT International, cutting out the U.S. dollar. Russia and the U.K. may switch to settlements in national currency. Man, but we'll touch on that. Next article, that one is critical. Next article from Mishtalk, St. Louis Fed disclosed more free money, a carry trade in liquidity. Not a good thing. Next article, there's a YouTube video. We're going to play this one in a little bit. Want you to hear what Republican celebrity figurehead, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, said about the overall geopolitical crisis that is going to spill over into our homes. Everyone it will touch here, in my opinion. So check out that. Next article, this one comes from Sputnik News. IMF Lagarde defers from visiting Saudi Arabia amidst missing journalist scandal. So this is going to definitely perpetuate and grow even more as the overall murder of the Washington Post journal, Jamal Khashoggi, is actually, I have to see his name so I can say it correctly. I don't see his name. I'm just going to say from the journal, the murdered Washington Post journalist Jamal, because I don't like messing up people's name, and I don't see it. So let me see if I can find it. Then I'll say his name and I'll say it correctly. But very, very important. When I looked at one of the things that I heard, and I don't think it's a coincidence, is all tied into a lot of different things. Khashoggi is actually related to Dodi Fayed, and Dodi Fayed was engaged to Diana, commonly referred to as celebrity figurehead Princess Diana, when they were murdered in Britain, and there was alleged, I think, that they were saying that she was pregnant, but Jamal and Dodi Fayed are cousins. And don't think that this is a coincidence at all, because one of the things that happens is that all of the intelligence agencies have probably one of the staunchest nepotism policies of anything else. So I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but it all plays into what's happening. Next article I got from Talk Markets. Job openings versus hiring. Two interpretations by The Jolt. The Jolt. Record job openings versus hiring. Two interpretations. They don't go together. So check out that. Next article from Sputnik News. Major one. G7 foreign ministers call for punishing everyone responsible for Khashoggi's disappearance. They're talking about removing all forms of diplomatic immunity in this murder case. So very, very relevant. Next article I got from RT International. Hungary raises its gold reserves tenfold to protect the nation's wealth and reduce economic risk. And I would just say that read into that, and I would say change and put out Hungary and put in you. You should be raising your gold reserves as much as you possibly can to protect your individual and family's wealth and reduce the economic risk that you're now under by having cash and only cash and having cash instruments. That's how that actually should read. They know, and that's what they're doing. So you just do as much as you can and what you can. Okay? You make sure that by doing that, you'll be in a better position by doing that than otherwise not doing it. Not doing it is going to put you in a different, and you're going to have different problems because of that. What I mean by not doing it is doing it every circumstances are. Don't look at someone else's circumstances or someone else. In this instance, what you have to do is you have to take an honest assessment of where you are and what you can do, and then just do what it is that you can do. That's all you can do. And by doing that, believe me, it's going to be better than you not doing anything or just continuing the way that the system has actually taught us to actually adjudicate daily our overall economic disposition. So we're going to have to do something different, and you can do it. And it's up to you. Next article from South China Morning Post. China's falling stock market mirrors its falling economic policies. Check out that article. Next article I got from South China Morning Post. Is war the end game in the South Sea of China? Definitely think it's so. Next article from oilprice.com. Refinery officials see India getting U.S. waivers for Iranian oil imports. Why? Because they got no choice. Next article from the South China Morning Post. That was a saving face actual waiver, to save face waiver. Next article from South China Morning Post. Beijing warned to expect more U.S. provocation in the South Sea of China. Next article, very, very important one as well, from RT International. Dollar monopoly slips as China and Japan dumps U.S. treasuries. Japan is as well. Check out that article. Next one, this is a pretty significant one, and this comes from the State of this is from New Hampshire's union leader. $5 billion plus public pension liability, nearly as large as the state's entire annual budget. Insolvent. The pension liability is as bigger than the is as big as, and I'm gonna say is bigger than the state's annual budget. So that's bankruptcy. That's really what that is. So check out that article as well. Next article from, I got this from CNBC, criminals, nothing but criminals. History says the market sell-off isn't over yet. The drop will be sharper than the first. Check out that article. Next article from Bloomberg. Got this one from Bloomberg. Housing prices may have entered a cyclical downturn. This comes from Bloomberg opinion. Housing market is raising serious red flags. Check out that article. Yes, it is. Next article from RT International. Crimea bloodbath. Seeing friends die and fleeing for their lives. Witness describes a horrible attack that happened at a college in Crimea today. The overall acts of aggression are going around, and they're going to continue to go and grow. Next article, huge article from Sputnik News. UN approves resolution granting Palestinians more rights as a G77 chair. And in response to that, Sputnik News is reporting that the U.S. envoy to the UN by celebrity figurehead Nikki Haley says Palestinians are not UN member states. Excuse me, Palestinians are not UN member states or states at all. Boy, wow. That's why it's going to be bad, y'all. Next article from Israel National News. Israeli sliding into war with Gaza. Yes, and it's been perpetuated last night as well. Also, next one, I posted a YouTube video from Cerebrally Naive Network where the Republicans are talking about how they're going to respond to Saudi Arabia. Next article I got from express.co.uk is a UK publication. Russia pleads for talks with the US as urgent warning issued about nuclear war. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Two Koreas and the UN command hold first talks on border demilitarization. Your unification of China. Next article, Rise, posted from South China Morning Post. China steps up defense of its Xinjiang camps with Pakistani meetings. Check out that article. Then Rise, posted from South China Morning Post. Trump fears China could replace U.S. in arms sales to Saudi. He shouldn't. And then next article, Rise, posted from Science. How much time we got? Science. Okay, good. We are headed for a very dark place. Brazilian researchers fear elections of a far-right presidential candidate. Yep, so true. So that next article from Science as well. The United States report new cases of puzzling polio-like diseases striking children. Rise posted that one. Next article, I posted this one from the New York Times. Suspect in Jamal case had ties to the Saudi crown prince. So they're laying out the whole thing, and it is all coming into extreme situation. Next article, Rise, posted from humansarefree.com. UN peacekeepers caught running massive child sex ring. No one jailed. Yes, we've been doing that for a long time. A next article, also from Humans Are Free. Doctors and cops among 277 arrested in human trafficking online prostitution sting in Florida. Check out that. And the next one article I got from Press TV. U.S. seeking to help Saudis cover up Jamal's murder. So those are the articles that we have there posted. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And what I want to do really quickly to set up today's show, Scotty, if you could just play that YouTube video. It's like 1 minute and 43 seconds, or it's 2 minutes and 9 seconds. I forgot which one it is. And it's a want you to hear something that is being pushed around, and the significance of it. We will definitely take a look at. So if you could, Scotty, could just play that real quick.
Saudi Arabia, the Secretary of State is heading over there now to try to get some answers about what happened to the Saudi embassy inside Turkey. You know what happened. Who's to blame?
Well, I know this. Nothing happens in Saudi Arabia without MBS knowing it.
Who's MBS?
He's the 33-year-old crown prince who jumped over other people. He's the son of the existing king. And I think he's on a bad track. I can never do business with Saudi Arabia again until we get this behind us.
Right. And what does that mean?
That means I'm not going back to Saudi Arabia as long as this guy's in charge.
So you're telling the crown prince has to leave?
It's up to them, but I'm not going back. I've been their biggest defender on the floor of the United States Senate. This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey in and to expect me to ignore it, I feel used and abused. I was on the floor every time defending Saudi Arabia because there's a good ally. There's a difference between a country and an individual. The right. MBS figure is, to me, toxic. He can never be a world leader on the world stage.
So what does the president do? Sanctions?
It's up to the president. But what I would do, I know what I'm going to do. We're going to sanction the hell out of Saudi Arabia. You know, we deal with bad people all the time, but this is in our face. I feel personally offended. They have nothing but contempt for us. Why would you put a guy like me and the president in this box right. after all the president has done? This guy's got to go. Saudi Arabia, if you're listening, there are a lot of good people you can choose, but MBS has tainted your country and tainted himself.
Like who? Who to replace him?
That's up to them. It's not my job.
But there's another crown prince there. That
there are a bunch of them.
There are hundreds.
Yeah.
It seems like.
It's your job, not mine, to pick
your leader.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that was celebrity figurehead Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican senator. And one of the things that this whole thing is going to, in my opinion, really, really go into a direction that we've been trying to prepare everyone here for. And it's not only just Lindsey Graham, but it's other people around the world and government officials around the world, businesses around the world. Here's the thing. They may say that now, but what is really going to, what this is, the catalyst for this and what this can do has a ripple effect that will change the overall landscape of the world. And some of the things that I thought were significant is what he said was, of course, was the obvious. I'm going to sanction the out of Saudi Arabia. And remember what, and I just want to just give us a little reminder of some things here. Remember one of the most significant false flags that's ever been perpetuated in the 21st century happened in New York in September of 2001, roughly 17 years ago. And if you look at the overall players and the overall impact of that overall event, what were the ripple effects of that whole event, and who were some of the players in that event? It's some of the same players now. Now, am I saying that the overall murder of the reporter a false flag? I have my suspicions of it from the very obvious. From just being, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. If you have any form of an investigative background, necessity, or obligation, there should be some major, major red flags with this right darn away. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say everything, but I'm going to just say this, that it's too easy, too available, too apparent for a reason. And some of the things that I anticipate is I anticipate that at some point in some time, the overall tapes, some tapes are going to be said that's going to be released, that's going to be said that comes from out of there. And this whole thing is going to go much, much further. But it's not just Graham that is saying this. There are many, many, many Republicans and Democrats and the overall congressional members that have the same feelings. But it's not just them as well. There's countries around the world that are doing this as well. And corporations. To me, it's the most convenient way to walk the world into World War III. And it doesn't matter how they're going to do it. We didn't know how they were going to do it. We just knew that they were going to do it.
Hey, Dane.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I doubted the U.S. Goes to war with Saudi Arabia over the killing of this journalist. All it was attempted redemption that we're bad. Hell, why is Lindsey Graham complaining when they just confirmed Gina Haspel as the CIA head of the CIA under questions about her role in torturing people, overseeing a secret site where they kidnap people, torture them for information, and quite a few people have died because of that torture. So all of this outrage, that's for the cameras and all of that. They mad at Saudi Arabia because Saudi Arabia got caught, and that puts them in a bad position as Saudi Arabia's ally. And this is going to blow over, and I don't expect anything to happen to them. Because, hell, the United States does it right. It's doing it. The Mossad does it all the damn time.
Yep. So they absolutely do.
This ain't nothing out of the ordinary that these other nations do. I'm not saying that, of course I'm not saying the murder of this journalist was justified.
I didn't think...
I'm just saying they all do it.
Yep, they all do it. You're absolutely right, sir. They all do it. Here's the thing. They all do it, but this one was part and brought to the public eye intentionally. Intentionally, because as you know, and we all know, when was the last time that you really seen stuff that goes on in Guantanamo Bay? When is the last time you heard about, and as Scotty said, and we all know that they snatch people all the time. They do it. But this is, like Scotty said, is all for the cameras. Because this is going to, and I do anticipate that this blows up in a major, major difficult way. And it's going to be used as one of the overall catalysts for the already teetering on the overall global war that the system really needs. And they keep putting event after event in place for that to happen. And that's what I'm really anticipating happening. How is going to, and do I know for sure? Absolutely not, because I'm not an individual that's making decisions on this whole thing. But what is apparent is that there has a theatrical appearance with this that is extremely dangerous for everyone globally.
Hey, Dave, one of the things we need to consider is I bet you this is linked to something that's going on in Syria. Because Turkey Turkey has been backing away from the United States and NATO. You know, they may not have come out and said it, but them working with the Russians, with the Syrians, with the Iranians to try to prevent, you know, what's it called, Idlib from being attacked.
Idlib, Providence.
You know, trying to manage that situation and what have you. But I believe that Turkey... exposed this information on purpose to make things difficult for Saudi Arabia and Syria, because Saudi Arabia is one of the ones that's funding these groups, man. Trying to overthrow Syria.
Scotty's absolutely right. Absolutely right. It all is coming really back to Syria. It's really coming back to the control of the resources, and that is so true. Because remember, the U.S. is actively attacking Turkey's economy like they're attacking Venezuela, like they're attacking Russia's, and like they're attacking China's. So, all of this is going back to that overall hub, and the destabilization from this could be massive, could be absolutely massive. And this is why, and one of the things is that, see, celebrity figurehead Trump, it makes it convenient for a lot of things to happen. The brutality of the Saudis made it convenient for this overall event to be actually a momentum pusher in a direction. And that direction, in my opinion, is not just going to be because of the dissident journalist murder inside of the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey. That's not going to be the reason why. All of the other reasons why, and this is one of those magnifying, this is one of those events to get the overall odds makers in position to have even more leverage to have a winning on their side. And what I mean by that is, let me explain myself on that. When you have major geopolitical events, sometimes countries do not ever want a geopolitical event to happen in their country, because when that happens, it puts that overall country at a disadvantage in all forms of bargaining tables and negotiations that are held behind closed doors. Case in point would be Malcolm X. When Malcolm X was abroad, the actual CIA and the counterintelligence program, the clandestine program, was actually going to actually assassinate Malcolm in a foreign country. When Malcolm tried to enter a foreign country, they said, no, you can't enter because we don't want any international incidents in this country. So they denied Malcolm's entry, because they realized if that happened, that that would entangle them in a position where they didn't want to be in. And this is all this chess game, the Syrian chess game being played out. And the thing about it is, my overall approach is to give you some of the information. You can make your own decision, but just see how this directly affects you and I. And this is a direct effect on us, especially individuals. Well, it doesn't matter who you are here that happen to be under the corporation of the United States government. It affects you by your family members that are in the military or friends that are in the military. It will affect your quality of life and your standard of living. It will affect your ability to provide for your family, to make it much more difficult. It will affect your everyday life here, and it will affect it, and it's going to continue to add another incident on top of another incident until the proverbial last straw. And what that last straw is, I don't know, but all of the straws, the camel's back is already broken. And it's definitely another straw that is being placed in front of us, and it should be giving us forewarning that, okay, there is an agenda and a purpose that's not being spoken about that I'm unaware of directly, but I can see and I can feel the overall winds of caution that I need to acknowledge. And I'm saying that because of this. When the IMF and these other countries start to pull away and to isolate Saudi Arabia, here's the problem with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is actively going through a coup. MSD actually had to, actually there was a coup attempt, and there was speculation that he was actually shot during that coup attempt. Earlier in the year, they said that there was a drone that was flying next to the palace, and they opened fire on the palace. Oh, that's not what happened. Some of the palaces, and there's a bunch of them in Riyadh, that were actually assaulted, and there was actual an exchange, because as Lindsey Graham said in that video, go back and listen to him, he was basically saying he was the one that that in place himself, and he was saying that, giving out some intelligence as well, because he was the one that killed a lot of the overall the rightful succession order that should have been in place. And this coup attempt in Saudi Arabia to depose MBS and his father was probably by, who knows, could have been different things, but let's just say it was from people that wanted them not to be the overall, for him not to be the crown prince and his father not to be the king. Well, that was rebuffed. Not too long later, MBS gathered up many of the crown princes and the princes of Saudi Arabia that was not on his side, kidnapped them, killed many of them, and took them hostage at the Ritz-Carlton and made them pay and made them give a bunch of their fortune back to him. Some of the most highly recognized, Afan Ali was one of them, the owner of one of the largest owners of, and I still haven't seen or heard from him since. I don't even know if he's alive. One of the largest shareholders of Citibank and the Ritz-Carlton itself. He was probably the prince. He wasn't a crown prince, but one of the princes of Saudi Arabia that had the most public exposure. He was the most publicized figurehead of the House of Saud in the world. And he made all of his, you know, he made a bunch of investments and everything else. He was known as an economic prowess. Haven't heard a scene from him since that overall kidnapping. So that overall, that was how they rebuffed the overall coup. And ever since then, it's been a violent fight to maintain that. And then there you have also the important country of Yemen is there. And Saudi Arabia's overall illegal confrontation and war with Yemen. Why is Yemen so important? Because it is actually the overall gateway to some of the richest oil fields and the richest transportation of oil in the world. It is strategically critical. The thing about what's going on, there was the, and it may be, see, one thing about geopolitical things is they start to look one way, then the real intention surprise is something else. There could be a whole lot going on. There could be collusion, which I definitely think that there is, and that collusion would go from Riyadh to Washington and to Tel Aviv. The thing about it that's critical is that an unstable Saudi Arabia means this for you and I. It means that it can change your quality of life immediately. It's like dealing with a traffic stop where a malintent police officer has pulled you over. It doesn't matter who the president is. That overall president generally can't do you harm. It takes a while for that harm to happen. But if you have a malcontent police officer pull you over or interact with you, that individual can drastically change your life and those that you love immediately. This is the tenuous situation that's happening right now, because Saudi Arabia can change your quality of life and your standard of living immediately. And the importance of that and the significance of that is actually being used. How it is being used all the way, I don't know. I don't trust it, because It is coming at a time of convenience. The U.S. is losing its overall control in that area. Israel is losing its control in that area. The world is starting to move in a different direction. It's not just the regional part of the Middle East that the U.S. has lost and Israel has lost its overall position. It's losing its dominance everywhere. There is no longer really a stronghold that these institutions or corporations have had. Believe me, the U.S. has been doing this and have done far worse than this for many of years. Many, many of years. But the significance of this is for a reason. See, the thing is that when Guantanamo Bay was happening, when there was the outcry of Guantanamo Bay, that was about the Patriot Act and everything else. That when that outcry was happening, there wasn't the overall geopolitical instability around the world that could cross-pollinate into. This one does, and it's purposely done that way. Because when Guantanamo Bay, the overall, and you saw the pictures and found out everything that was going on, it wasn't in the midst of a global transfer of wealth. It wasn't in the midst of a geopolitical change. It wasn't in the midst where the U.S., when multiple nuclear-capable countries were actually starting to shoot on each other. It didn't have the same backdrop. This one is coming at a convenient time when there are multiple prongs of confrontation militarily directly around the world, from the Baltic, Eastern Europe, from the Arctic, from the Korean Peninsula, South Sea of China, the Americas, within the continent of Africa, of course the Middle East. And you're seeing now monumental shifts. You're seeing broken treaties. You're seeing currency wars. You're seeing trade wars. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, there was no trade war. That was the only headlining event. During the overall advent of wars happening, the World War I and World War II, the thing about World War I and World War II that you can see that's actually being happening right here, there were a myriad of events happening globally at the same time. Strategically important things that were happening. There were sanctions. There were embargoes. There's always been sanctions that the U.S. has placed at different time, but it was always doing it from a position of the global support of the world. The U.S. had the support of the world in those sanctions. They were able to isolate. The sanctions and the embargoes and the trade war is actually isolating the U.S. as being a rogue country. And because of all of these variables, the significance with the Saudis, I think, is very, very pivotal. And I think that because Saudi Arabia has run out of oil. Temporarily, they have run out of oil. Their overall oil reserves are in question. But there's one place that has the overall oil that Saudi Arabia doesn't have right now. And this is just my opinion from from just some of the data that I read doesn't mean that the data is true. But some of Saudi Arabia's largest oil fields aren't yielding the oil that it had been producing in the past. And oil is abiotic. If you take too much out of it, it's just like the body. It will, the earth will reap, will remake it, but if you take more out than what the earth is making, you're going to tap out the overall reserves. And I think that Saudi Arabia, and how you can tell this is true, remember, Saudi Arabia said that they wanted to move their economy away from just being an oil-producing country. Who would do that unless you no longer had the oil? It was a major signal that something was amiss on what made them so relatively wealthy. Now, if they had said that they wanted to have a different benchmark for their oil, that would have made all of the sense in the world. But they didn't want to have their economy dependent on oil. Uh-oh, that means you don't have the oil anymore. And that brings about some instability globally. This is where they will do draconian things to maintain their overall inebriation in the wine of splendor. So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And in this hour, I want to just talk about a couple of things that's happening and bring some stuff to your attention. But I also want to pick up why this stuff is really, really significant. And the overall chess moves that are being played in the overall region of the theater of engagement. And the real theater of engagement is Iran and Syria. Iran and Syria is the real theater of engagement. Venezuela is extremely is an extreme theater of engagement that is being quietly muffled. And the reason being is because as we move from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy, even in a debt-based economy, assets are money such as oil is extremely valuable. Extremely, extremely valuable. But in an asset-based economy or a money-based economy, that goes from that overall importance goes to its true intrinsic value. And it becomes more relevant. And that's because of this. Oil in a asset-based economy becomes one of the benchmarks of a country's control of other assets. Sovereignty, self-determination, agenda, economic significance, development. having the overall seat of power. And one of the things that this system is always created is created organizations and individuals that love power. Don't know the power of love, they just love power. And that changes everything in an asset-based economy, because the new economy is going to be based off of not a credit score, a collateral account. It's going to be based off a collateral accounting, not off of a promise. Like the U.S., the Federal Reserve note is a promissory note. You yourself are actually just like the private Federal Reserve, if you really think about it. And how that is this way. The Federal Reserve can create a currency, a paper currency, based off of a promise, off of a promissory note. Did you know that you can create your own currency as well? You absolutely could. And be within the confines of the overall establishment of a debt-based economy. And how can you do that? Very easily. It's called your credit score. Your credit score is something that you can actually monetize in a currency, in a debt-based economy. Because debt can be given to you off of your promise to pay it back with interest. You just created as a private person, just as the Federal Reserve, a private organization, how they function. And one of the things about that ability is that it's not actually backed by anything of true confidence and sincerity. It's not backed by anything that can sustain life, anything that has true intrinsic value. It's backed by your word. Think about it. How many times have the Federal Reserve, Trump has said it himself, the Fed is the one that I'm concerned about. The Fed is the biggest threat. And we can actually take that and use that to say that we are our biggest threat in so many ways. And that's because, like the Federal Reserve as a private organization, you too can create debt instruments out of a promise to pay. And then you can overextend yourself, your family, your heirs, beyond their ability to service what it is. And that's what's being done. See, in an asset-based economy is no longer based off of a promise. The fiat is not your promise to pay. The fiat is the collateral that you have accounted for that can actually be taken as a measurement of settlement when you default. And oil is going to play a critical role in that overall settlement account, as well as food production, as well as manufacturing capability, as well as natural resources such as rare earth elements, other natural resources, labor force, employment capabilities. All of these things are beyond a promise. No, it's actually an account, a collateral account that can be seized, that can absolutely be seized and used to settle what was defaulted on. So what we're seeing happening here, the big picture, goes right into our homes. And I was giving the example of a police officer and the president. Here's how this thing in Saudi Arabia can directly affect you, just like a malcontent individual, a law enforcement individual stopping you that has malicious intentions. Saudi Arabia could be so destabilized. Do you hear what Lindsey Graham called for? He called for a coup in Saudi Arabia. This is what the U.S. does and has been doing for a while. Really listen to, go back and listen to that. You can find that on YouTube. It's, I don't know if you, well, I didn't get rid of it. And if you were, well, I got it, I posted it inside of BTR Community. It's from the Morning Joe Show on Fox News. Graham was basically saying in so many words, see, this is the plausible deniability speech in talks that move things. He was basically telling the overall crown princes of Saudi Arabia that were rebuffed by MSB to now go back and get it. He's toxic. They got so many... He actually was, if you look at the overall, the body language in this whole thing, I don't know this show, but the one individual, as soon as Lindsey Graham said, they got so many of them, the dude, Morning Joe dude, bust out laughing. That was humor among the message that they were giving. They basically were saying, hey, y'all need to get rid of him. He's toxic. Not only is we're not going to do business with you, but we're going to prevent others from doing business with you as well. You can't pull back from these type of statements. You absolutely can't pull back on a geopolitical stage when you do this. So Graham was actually calling for a quiet in a non-direct way, was actually authorizing a coup within another one within Saudi Arabia. They already had a couple of them already. Here's how that affects you as the everyday person. Saudi Arabia is going to be destabilized. And when Saudi Arabia is destabilized, one of the things that Saudi Arabia has is that it still has influence in the energy market. And they're going to use that. And when they use that, they're going to squeeze. Because the snake is using two tongues. Because all wars are bankers' wars and they fund both sides. You got celebrity figurehead Trump that's going to try to cover this over with his buddies, because if you know Trump's history with the Saudis, he's been in bed with them, he's got no choice. Because if they go down, the exposure of some of those deals that they have will come to light as well. There he goes. There all of his deals go. So in destabilizing Saudi Arabia, this is an opportune moment for the other side. And the other side is there's China, Iran, Russia, and Syria sitting there ready to provide the void that Saudi Arabia will have in its overall confusion and conflict. And what will that do to the overall price of oil? It definitely won't make it come down. There's no way. Oil was not coming down anyhow because of the overall instability and confrontations in the area. Now it's going up. I remember when was 2014. 2014 or so. And I was on Black Talk Radio Network, Blackonomics. And looking at all of the variables, very significant variables, I said, wow, they're going to push oil down to $30 a barrel. Probably Jenner probably is, Jenner or Brother Davis would probably have been the only ones that remember. Because everything was lining up for that to happen. Now it's the opposite. Right now, oil is going to be seeing numbers that it hasn't seen since 2014. And they're probably going to push that up even further because of it's becoming unstable and destabilized. And how that is going to affect up is here. It's going to be difficult for us to be, for the everyday person to be able to sufficiently have the energy that's needed to maintain their lives. The U.S. is already sanctioning Iran. The U.S. is already in bed with Venezuela. Do you think that they're going to be able to get oil from Venezuela or to get oil from Iran right now from the overall position that they've taken? I mean, they could, but in doing so, believe me, it's not going to be what we think. The instability in Saudi Arabia is going to cause for the U.S. dollar to go to strengthen, and the U.S. dollar is going to be so strong, but other currencies around the world is going to be so much cheaper because the overall currency war and the economic attack is happening everywhere. Turkey's economy is struggling. Saudi Arabia's economy is struggling. All of these countries' economies are struggling. The U.S. economy is not struggling like all of the rest of the countries of the world. That's because they have a strong dollar. But see, that's a facade. That means that you're basically dead man walking, dead economy walking, because it's not built on any of the variables to have a real meaningful strong economy. So as Saudi Arabia's situation deteriorates, instability is going to go up, come into place. You're going to see, we've already started to see, remember when Trump said the Fed is the threat? The Fed is going to cause for interest rates around the world to go up. And when interest rates around the world go up because of the debt ladenness saturation that all of these countries have, the U.S. dollar is going to explode to strength. It's going to be so strong. But this isn't a situation where the strength means prosperity. This isn't a position where the strengthening of the dollar means stability. The other countries are, with their currencies going down so low, they're not going to be able to acquire the necessary resources to function their economies. So what are they going to do? They're going to do what everyone here listening should do, and they're already doing it. They're going to switch. We read these articles and what's in the news and say these articles. We do that just to give you an idea of what mainstream media here isn't telling you, what is actually happening outside. There's very... that we don't need the U.S. dollar anymore. And it's going to be where no one will be able to by having U.S. dollars. And that strength becomes your death knell. So here, the overall gas and the overall energy that, see, the general population here was able to acquire gas at the overall price points that is now $1.67, $2, and everything else, while other parts of the world, they have to pay much, much more for it. And that's going to switch. And having an unstable Saudi Arabia is going to be one of the keys. And one of the things that the overall, in my opinion, one of the things that the Russians and the Chinese and UK needed to reposition the overall asset map and influence map. And they're orchestrating it like a surgeon that took Jamal's body apart. And this is going to be a great threat to everyone here. Because that repositioning of everything means that the U.S. is going to be looked at as one in which, and they're going to bring back all of the accusations and all of the evidence against the U.S. and all of its allies as being a rogue state. And they're going to convict them. See, the geopolitical world doesn't need a courtroom. It's able to nullify the U.S. in public opinion. And this is one of those instances that the overall public opinion is going to be exacerbated and grow so large that the overall U.S., Israel, and the side of the House of Saud is not going to be able to come back from. Because it's not just this incident. It's the direction. And this is significant. One of the things I wanted to show you guys that has a lot of relevance is now we're seeing the demarcation in Korea, where they have the UN, a UN commander, UN command in North and South Korea demilitarizing their borders. Basically, the demarcation line in North Korea and South Korea is a measure of war. That's being brought down because there won't be any borders there at all. A demilitarized border means that there is no longer a North and South Korea. And how do you get to that point? Is that there is a methodical approach and an asymmetrical approach that you have to take in order to do that. They're doing it and they've accomplished it. It's the same thing here in Saudi. But one of the things that's very significant is what's going on in the world. There's an article that I posted, and I want to just read this to you all very quickly. And it comes from the Central Bank, the Monetary Council meeting for the Central Bank of Hungary. And I posted it there towards the bottom. I want to read what they had, and this is where they had their meeting yesterday. And they gave different things. And it says, I'm going to pick it up from here. The Hungarian economy grew strongly by 4.9% in the second quarter of 2018. Relative to a year earlier, the data and economic activity suggest the robust economy growth is likely to continue. Labor demand remains strong. The unemployment rate has fallen to historical low levels. Lending to the corporate and household sectors continued to expand in August. However, the proportion of long-term fixed-rate lending to corporation sectors continues to be low. Looking ahead, economic growth is expected to continue across a broad range of sectors. The general strengthening of the domestic demand will continue to play a central role in economic output development. In the Council's assessment, GDP, gross domestic product growth, will pick up and stand at 4.4% in 2008. Then, if the assumption of the current projections hold, it will slow down gradually from 2019. Meanwhile, the country's current account balance is expected to remain in the positive territory over the long term as well. On the whole, the sentiment in the international financial market has deteriorated in the period since the Council's previous interest rate decision. Go back to that. On the whole, the sentiment in the international financial market has deteriorated in the period since the Council's previous interest rate decision. What were they just telling you? They're doing well. They anticipate to continue to do well because they know what they're going to do. And they gave a clue here that the international financial markets are deteriorating. See, the bankers know, and this is bankers talk. But it goes on. Listen, expectations related to the monetary policy stance of the world's major central banks, as well as news about international trade policy, development in the supply of crude oil, and the Italian government's budget were the main factors in influencing investment appetites for risk. See that crude oil developments in the crude oil, international trade? The Bank of Hungary is preparing for something. And let me show you how they laid it out. And in reading between the lines, it speaks volumes about what they know is going to be happening and what they're preparing for. It goes on. The current volatility in international environment continues to suggest a more cautious approach. See, one of the things that they're saying, when they say caution, that means that they know, uh-oh, stuff is about to hit. Because they don't just come out and speak the way that the everyday general public does. It's all investment talk about risk management. Very, very important. The bank assessed that these developments, in light of their relevance to its primary objective, i.e., the sustainable achievement of the inflation target, focus on the persistent monetary conditions in the euro area may remain loose. The ECB, the European Central Bank, the ECB's decision may have a significant influence on this bank's monetary policy. Here it comes. Taking into account the country's long-term national and economic policy strategy objectives, this bank's monetary council increased Hungary's official gold reserves significantly, in line with previous decisions. Accordingly, the amount of gold reserves expanded from the earlier 3.1 tons to 31.5 tons in October of 2018. This bank's purchased gold for the first time since 1986, following the significant increase in the physical form of the stock of gold reserve it has already been transported to Hungary. Let me stop there. This is key significance, because all wars are bankers' wars. And you can find the devil in the details about what's really happening and what can probably happen in the future, not by what is said, but by what is done. Not by seeing the wind, but by feeling the wind. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me 1 minute more. When we come back, we need to lay this out. What is Hungary really doing, and why are they doing it? They said a whole lot there that has ramifications and cross-pollination into our homes. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And my sister Deborah said, nah, Dave, I remember that. And don't forget about me. I didn't see that you were there listening, Deborah. Yep, so, yep, you were there, and sorry about that. I didn't see that you were there in queue. So what we were talking about just before we went into the commercial break, Hungary. And what did Hungary do that was so significant? And what is the signal that Magnar Nemzeti Bank is saying for Hungary? And I want to go back to it really quickly. And I posted it inside of BTR Community so you can read it for yourself. Significant part of it all, they laid out everything of how well they were doing. And the thing about if they realized that how well that they were doing without them having any gold before. But they realized something. Uh-oh, in order for us to maintain this for where we're for what's happening and what's going, we need to get real money because this is unsustainable. Especially for where everything is going. And hear what they did that was significant. It says that Hungary's official gold reserve significantly, that the council increased Hungary's official gold reserve significantly in line with a previous decision. What was that previous decision? But it's not just their central bank that had made a previous decision. All of the central banks' previous decisions have been what? That's the key here. One of the most important keys to all of this. And it says, accordingly, and accordingly to their previous decision, the amount of gold reserves expanded from earlier of 3.1 tons. They only had 3.1 tons of gold in Hungary's central bank coffers, national central bank coffers. Oh, that's not for the people. That's for the bankers, just so you know. But what would that equivocate to? That would basically equivocate on a scale that they had a tenth of an ounce or a quarter of an ounce of gold respectively compared to everyone else in the world. So if you have a quarter of an ounce of gold, you had the same amount of gold that the central bank of Hungary had. When you take it into on average of how much cash that they have and how much they could have compared to you. So they're basically doing the same thing as you, it's just that their overall margins are much, much bigger. So when they go from 3 tons, which is in your home, would be somewhere around a quarter of an ounce of real gold, physical gold, to now they have 31.5 ounces of gold. Now they have 3 ounces of gold. And what did they say? Accordingly to the amount of gold reserve expanded from earlier from 3.1 tons to 31.5 tons in October of 2008. See, they made this massive purchase all in just a month of this month, and it's only the 17th day of this month. Why was Turkey in such a haste to have a thousand-fold increase in their overall physical gold? And one of the things that they highlighted in this, here's what they said. This was the bank's purchase gold for the first time since 1986. What was significant about 1986, y'all? Here was what was significant about 1986. Where's my historians at? You remember in 1986, it was just short of Black Monday in 87, in October of 87. Because they know where the market and where everything is going to be going. So back then, that's when they purchased just before then. You think it's a coincidence? History tells me it's not. It's significant. But one of the most important, remember, this is all just in this month. So they increased their overall gold holdings 1,000 times. And here was the underlying thing that they emphasized, but they didn't put it in bold letters. But they told. Following the significant increase in the physical form, that was critical. Increase in the physical form of stock of gold reserves. It has already been transported to Hungary. They basically said, we already got it. We already got it. Now, why is that so significant? They just went from having three tons of gold to 31 tons of gold. Because this central bank knows that what's going to happen geopolitically throughout the world, in order for them to remain vibrant and significant, they need to make a run on the gold bank before there is none to go out. How do you get into a position where there is no more to go out? Easily. Once there's the major restructuring economically, everyone is going to be running out of the default on the promise is going to be so severe that the only thing that people will ever accept is not what your overall promise to pay will be, not what your credit score will be, but will actually be what your collateral account holds. What resources is it that we have? What resources do you have to have monetary standing in the economy? Because the monetary standing in the economy is going to be based off of that. That's why there was an urgency for them to increase their overall holdings of gold while nobody else was looking. While no one else was running into it. While the general population of the world hasn't yet been where the overall venomous poison hasn't had its first effect, but is there. And this is why Saudi Arabia and the overall geopolitical climate is so critical. What's going to run everyone into monetary collateral is when the debt is no longer accepted because no one can pay because so much of it has been created. On the micro and the macro level, the debt default will also be in the micro level. That will be within you and I and everyone else because we, like the Federal Reserve, a private entity, has created more unsustainable debt that we could pay. You can't pay back debt with debt. That's not how it's serviced. Even though you pay off your student loan with cash, and if you continue to hold on to cash, you're still in debt, and you're in a worse form of debt. Even if you pay off your home with cash, you didn't sever the bond, the debt bond, that you didn't know was attached to it all. So it's never been serviced. You remain having ownership, but you have no control. This is what debt does to us. It gives us ownership. We own the debt. So the Central Bank of Hungary sees the urgency in it. And here are some of the reasons why Hungary sees the urgency in it. Some of the reasons why is because the central bankers live by the golden rule. Those with the gold make the rules. They know what's being planned in these centralized meetings, these private meetings for private investors. That's all a bank is a private entity amongst private investors. And they have political lobbying capabilities that actually the letter of the law is written from their whispers, not by their screams. And they realize the significance of, there's an article that is put into by RT, cutting out the US dollar, Russia and the UK may switch settlement in national currency, as well as Venezuela has ditched the dollar and has decided to settle oil in the euro. We have a caller that's in queue. Want to go to this caller real quickly before we get out of here. We got Brother Davis in queue. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you? Always good to hear
always,
of a friend.
Always good. Always good. Great show, Dave. Great show. I also wanted to add, underlying all of this that Dave is telling you are the alliances. See, right now, a lot of people don't realize it, but Israel has fortified a powerful alliance with the United States, and it put him in a position to be in bed with the most powerful political party in the United States politics right now. Sadly enough, right now, Saudi Arabia is saying, well, at this stage of the game, we really gonna have to put our cards on the table unless we're willing to sacrifice some of the arrangements they have made already. And they don't. That's why you're going through all of this. When it comes down to the money right now, we've been telling you, need to sit on precious metals. We weren't telling you that because it was something that we were expecting you to do. We were doing the same thing because literally that gives us a hedge on what is about to happen. And for those of you who don't know, the highest debt in America right now is college loans. A lot of the people who are in college right now, their parents are paying for the loans that are for the students, the ones that can. They're looking at still paying the debt for their own loans when they went to college. This country is a masquerade. Make no mistake. It's going to fall. It's all about how you put yourself and what position you place yourself in order for you to have the ability to get through this. And I'm going to tell you something. Everything that you've been getting from Black Talk Radio is preparing you. So if you guys decide, and like once again, it comes back to self-truth. If you decide you're not going to move on any of these things, the best thing you could do is be blessed by the fact that you had the connection with Black Talk Radio to at least know what's coming. A lot of people, they live the masquerade, and they will see it coming and won't change a thing because they expect someone else to be compassionate. That will be tested coming soon, coming soon. I say soon, probably within the next 18 months. I'm going to tell you, I will give them this. If they could leverage Trump into another election, I don't know. This masquerade may go on a little further, but if they can't, what do they got to lose? Only people got to lose something is us, the so-called we the people. And that's only because we aren't putting no volume to our voice. We are the silent person who's literally become a part of this because we have said nothing. So you're complicit. And the sad part about it is that you could do something. But if you do nothing, don't blame the people who do, because they're only trying to survive. I appreciate you, Dave. You got a great show as usual. And if people aren't picking up on this, brother, it is not your fault.
All right, Brother Davis, I greatly appreciate you and appreciate you giving in the sacrifice that you give in to give the information that we do. Because this is a sacrifice for Black Talk Radio Network to be here, Tando Radio Show to be here, for you to do Wise Wednesday. And it's because it's really a measure of we realize something. One, there's a need. Two, there was a direction that we decided that you can decide to take. What are you going to do? Are we going to have the same archaic entertainment that has oversaturated our senses and confused them? Or are we going to try to bring something more meaningful, knowing that it's not going to be always accepted, which it doesn't have to be. It doesn't, you know, what we see and in talk about doesn't make is a part of it is our opinion, doesn't make it right. But what it is, it shows to me, and I appreciate Brother Davis, Scotty, all of you that are here and those of you that see the importance of things, because there can be a base of cooperation from there. One of the things that this system has been very, very successful at, and one of the things that it does that are one of the things that we fall into. We may fight our racist views, but we hold on to our racism's constitution. And what I mean by that is that
Scotty's speaking.
Oh, sorry about that, Scotty. Did you have something, Scotty?
Oh no, I'm sorry, Dave.
That's you're right, brother. Scotty was on the phone. What happens is that we may suppress the racist views, but we hold on to racism's constitution.
Hey, Dave. Dave, you there?
And what that does is that brings about a separation where prudence could never cure what destroys and ails us.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. I was on the phone. I had gotten a phone call. I didn't realize my mic was open. But listen, as
no, you could.
The show was going on, you know, here's this article saying that the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, looks ready to accept Saudi Arabia's spin on the killing of this journalist. And it just goes on to, you know, show Pompeo meeting with these people and some of the stuff Trump is saying. So I'm like this. That's why I don't believe it's going to do anything to, quote unquote, damage the relationship between Saudi Arabia and the United States. The United States still going to sell them billions of dollars of weapons. United States still going to help them destabilize certain regions, particularly Yemen, which they're saying if this war continues in Yemen, that it might be the worst famine ever. And I'm like you.
Yep.
I don't think it's just going to affect Yemen. But I don't expect. I mean, what can you say? What can you say if you Donald Trump or the Secretary of State? What could you say to me if I had done this? You'd be like, hey, man, y'all killed that journalist. I'm going to be like, y'all kill people all the time. Dude, hey, what about your CIA woman, Gina Haspel? You just nominated her. And she oversaw a secret site where people were tortured and one man died. So what you gonna say? Dude, get out my face. That's how that conversation gonna go.
Yeah, and you know what? That conversation probably absolutely, Scotty, that conversation absolutely probably went that way. You know, I wouldn't even be surprised, because the Saudis have been known to do this. Remember, one of the things that I would add is that the Saudis probably said also is that, you know what, you're just going to play your role because you're complicit in all of this as well. Because actually, we were carrying out something that you actually wanted us to do. Or, well, check, guess what? You need us. We don't need you. And because of that, we can totally destabilize you through your exposure in Syria and your exposure at home, we saw the overall effect in your country with a event. We could have multiples of those events there in the U.S. And man, that's why celebrity figurehead Trump said, "Whew." Politics is full of triple-handed, quadruple-handed deals. There is no big business has a way of making enemies friendly. It all can flip, and it's really going to be interesting to see. But hey, listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. We're not going to carry a show tomorrow. We'll be back Friday for sure, and looking forward to it. But it's hate. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.